Hey, Empire Cleaning, how can I help you?
Hi, I'm calling to speak with the person who handles the online listing for Hayes Empire Cleaning. Hello? Oh.
Well, this is the owner.
Oh, hi. My name's Tara. I'm over at Local Splash. How are you today?
Okay.
Good. Well, the reason for my call, we're a data service provider to Google and Bing. And what prompted my call to you is we wanted to speak with you about listing you on the first page of Google for your services there using the keywords in the area. And I'm sure that you've used Google before, right? Once or twice in your lifetime to search?
Right.
Okay, I figured.
Yeah, so I'm Googling my cell phone there, trying to find my website. I'm just trying to make sure if it comes up.
Oh, the HayesEmpireCleaning.com?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Okay, so you know when you do a search on Google, like cleaning service near me, for example, there's the map of the local area. It'll pop up in the middle of that page. And then next to that map, there's a list of some of the local companies that service within that area. And as I'm sure you've seen it, there are pages and pages of results in there. But on that first page, there's just a handful that'll fit in each area. Does that sound familiar?
Right. Uh-huh.
Okay, so that's where we'd be listing you, is on that first page. Now, the reason you're getting this call today is they had one of those positions become available in your geographic area for that category. So we're assigned to that area today. We'll be calling through to fill that other position there. And Google's rule is that we can work with one business per position. So if we were to program Hayes Empire Cleaning in to appear there too, they would stop all of the calls to the area, and then we can't accept any additional companies in from your territory who offer any of the same services. But they would have to be searching from within your service area in order to see you.
Right. Okay.
So if Gulfport is home base for you, how far are you typically traveling for the work?
Like to between Gulfport, Ocean Springs, so you got Gulfport, Biloxi, Ocean Springs area. The farthest, I would say Bank St. Louis.
Okay, so.
And that includes Past Christian, Long Beach area as well.
Okay, so really, I mean, it looks like as long as it's within a reasonable traveling distance, you're pretty flexible. Is it just you, or are you and a partner or a crew?
Yes, well, I have an employee right now, and then if it picks up, I'll get more.
Okay, and I'm sorry, my name again is Tara. Who am I speaking with?
This is Elise.
Elise, it's nice to meet you, Elise. And one of the things, so I was looking for, on the website, right, the HayesEmpireCleaning.com, I was looking for the types of cleaning that you do. So it says the move-in, move-out, the commercial, the residential, but I was wondering, are you doing, like, the vacation rentals, the Airbnb cleaning?
Yes, I do those also, but it didn't offer that for me to add to my website. I wasn't able to add it on there, but I do those as well.
You do. Okay, that's what I like to hear, because that is one of the keywords right now that's trending in the area. So let me ask you this. If we could get you up there on Google on that first page in a position to have the calls coming in directly to you for all of the services, you see value in that being listed there? Okay, so why don't I do this? Why don't I pull up the pricing for that position that they have available there today? And then that way, if you decide that you want that spot, we can go from there. Does that sound good?
Okay.
Okay, so, and the good news is if you have the website already, then we don't have to buy the domain or build out the site, so it will bring the rate down a little bit for you. I'm just grabbing my regional manager for the area to apply that rate reduction for me. That's Aubrey. I will get you that pricing right now. And so, Elise, being that they have that area open for programming today, if we could make that first page affordable, that's not a bad idea, right, to list yourself there as a local?
It's not. The issue is that I'm paying one website, and it's not, which I'm getting leads from, but it's not enough to for what I'm paying, so I don't want to pay. Being a new business, I don't want to be paying, which I am already, more than what I'm making, because I'm just starting, so I'm paying websites to get businesses, and I'm paying out of pocket more than, you know what I'm saying? The business.
Oh, what is it? Like a lead service?
This was particularly Angie's List, but I think I'm gonna stop it after this first month.
Right.
I said I was trying out for a month with the payments in the end.
Okay. So I'm sorry to hear that isn't working for you. I've heard that before. Let me ask you, when you're looking for something locally and you don't know where to find it, do you usually go to directories like Angie's List, or do you usually go straight to Google?
Straight to Google. Mm-hmm.
Most people do. Okay. Well, yeah, let me grab Aubrey. We'll get the rate for you. The hard part, really, about getting to that first page of Google, it's not really the cost. It's the availability of the area, and that we have. Mm-hmm. That's why we're assigned to that area today. So once it fills, well, I'll grab them. We'll pull up the pricing. That way, if you do decide you want that spot, at least you've had the opportunity. Hang on here.
Thank you so much, Tara. I'll take it from here.
Thank you, Aubrey.